很高兴。
So I want to share with you, where is Yaya?
我想跟他，Yaya 在哪里？
Oh, right here. Okay, good. I was worried that you overslept because of this. Okay, because she's helping me with something. That's why. Okay, so I want to tell you a little story. When I was in middle school in Taiwan, I had five very good friends.
我在台湾上中学的时候呢，有五个很好的朋友。
We called ourselves the group of six.
我叫我们自己六人组合。
Everybody except for me made good grades and were very talented.
所有人除了我以外呢，学习成绩都很好，而且都很有天赋。
Out of the five of them, four played the piano and other instruments.
其中五个人呢，五个人中其中有四个弹钢琴和其他的乐器。
The one that didn't play any instrument was an exceptional ballet dancer.
唯一一个不弹乐器的人呢，是一个很出色的芭蕾舞蹈者。
So I was the one who didn't have any special talents, or nor did I make a grade.
我是其中唯一一个既没有特殊的才华，也学习成绩不太好的人。
So hanging out with them, sometimes I would feel a bit self-conscious.
所以跟他们在一块的时候，有的时候我会有一点自卑。
So one day I asked my mom.How come you didn't give me piano lessons when I was young?
所以有一天我就责问我妈妈，为什么我小的时候你不让我去学钢琴呢？
She said, "Yeah, I asked you."
她说我问过你啊。
When you were in kindergarten, I asked you if you wanted piano lessons, and you said no. So that was that.
我上幼儿园的时候，我曾经问过你是不是想学钢琴，我说我不想学。
And I said, "What? How could you leave it at that?"
我很吃惊。为什么你怎么会就这样就不让我学琴了呢
？What did I know? I was in kindergarten.
我那时懂什么呢？我只是个小孩子。
How could you listen to me?
你为什么要听我的呢
？So you know how hard it is to be a parent.
所以你现在应该知道做父母多难。
You force your child to play the piano. She blames you for ruining her childhood.
你强迫他去弹钢琴啊，然后你会责备你的父母说你把我的童年时光都毁掉了。
You don't force your child to play the piano. She blames you just the same.
如果你不强迫你的孩子弹琴呢，他也会 blame， 两边都不是人。
So anyway, when I was 13, I told my mom, "Okay, I didn't know better when I was in kindergarten. Now I know."
所以不管怎么样，我在十三岁的时候，我告诉我妈妈，好，现在我想通了。我那时候幼儿园的时候我不懂事，现在我知道。
I envy people who can play the piano. I want to take piano lessons.
我很羡慕那些会弹钢琴的人，所以我想学钢琴。
So my mom found me a piano teacher.
所以我妈妈给我找了一个钢琴老师。
And after we immigrated to Canada, she also bought me a second-hand piano.
我们在移民加拿大之后呢，她也给我买了一个二手的钢琴。
So this piano has been with me since I was 14.
所以这个钢琴呢，自从我十五岁的时候就和我在一起。
Sorry, I changed it. It's 14.
So
it followed me here to Eugene, and now it's still in my living room.
他而且跟着我来到了尤金，现在还在我的这个起居室里。
But Edison plays it more than I do now.
但是 Edison 现在比我弹的更多。
So why this story?
所以为什么要讲这个故事呢
？What I want to say is that because I didn't start piano lessons until I was 13, I never expected to play be a good player or be able to play anything that requires a lot of skill or techniques.
我想说的是，因为我。直到十三岁才开始学琴，所以我从来不期望自己能够弹那些很难度很高的曲子。
And my friends at that time all said my fingers are too stiff.
我那时候所有的朋友都跟我说，因为我十三岁了，所以那时候我的这个手指头都已经比较的僵硬。
Yeah, so 13 years old, simply too old to start piano lessons.
十三岁才开始学琴，太晚。
So I didn't expect much.
所以我期望值不高。
I just want to play some pop songs and be able to accompany when people sing.
我只是想能够弹一些这个流行歌曲，然后别人唱歌的时候我可以伴奏。
So in my 2 years of piano lessons, I never practiced scales and arpeggios.
所以我在两年学琴的过程中呢，我从来没有这个练习过这个音阶和这个爬音。
So any of that technical stuff I didn't touch.
所以那些高这个技术的东西我都没有去学。
I just play songs.
我就是弹琴弹歌曲。
So because of this, I would never be able to play the piano like Yaya or Christina.
正因为如此呢，我从来没有想过会弹琴弹到 Yaya 和 Christina 去。
So to show you what is the foundation of piano playing, I'm going to ask Yaya to come up here and give us a demonstration.
所以给大家为了给大家展示一下弹钢琴的基本功，我现在会让 Yaya 上来给大家展示一下。
Okay, thank you. Yeah, the first slow one and then the fast one. Thank you very much.
谢谢。
Okay, yeah, yeah, come here for a sec. Come here for a sec. Yeah, let me ask you a couple of questions.
我想问你几个问题。
练这个音阶辛不辛苦？
小时候特别痛苦。
小时候特别痛苦。好不好玩练这个音阶？
不好玩。
那为什么要练呢？
就是基础吧。
基础。Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, so we all know that no matter what you do, what you learn,unless you do the hard work, you will never be exceptional.
我们大家都知道，不论你做什么事情、学什么东西，除非你下苦功，否则你是不会出人头地。
It's the same thing being a Christian.
做基督徒也是一样。
Whether or not you put in the hard work makes a world of difference.
你是不是下功夫，会有天壤之别。
What kind of hard work?
什么样的苦功呢？
This brings us to Acts.
我们现在大家来读《使徒行传》。
Today we continue to look at Paul's second missionary journey.
今天我们会继续来看一下保罗的第二个传教的过程。
So, this is his second missionary journey from Syria, and he went all the way to here, came back to Jerusalem.
这是保罗的第二次传教的这个旅程，从叙利亚开始走了一大圈，最后回到耶路撒冷。
And last time we talked about the story of Paul and Silas, if you remember, casting out a demon-possessed slave girl. And after that, the owner of that slave girl falsely accused Paul and Silas of advocating customs unlawful to the Romans to accept her practice.
上回大家如果记得的话，我们讲了这个保罗和希拉给一个做奴隶的女孩驱鬼。然后这个奴隶女孩的这个主人呢，这个诬陷保罗和希拉呢，诬陷他们宣扬违反罗马法律的习俗。
So they were beaten up and thrown into jail.
所以这两个人呢，被暴打了一顿，然后被扔到监狱里。
And in spite of their hardship and pain, they were singing praise songs in jail in the middle of the night.
但即使是他们这样的这个残酷的经历呢，他们仍然在监狱里呢，而且在半夜里呢去唱歌颂扬主。
So miraculously, God delivered them through an earthquake.
所以神呢，奇迹般的通过一次地震把他们救了出来。
And as a result, Paul and Silas led the jailer and his family to Jesus.
保罗和希拉呢，利用这个机会呢，让这个监管他的这个监狱长和他的家人都信了主。
So they were all baptized that night, and this all happened in Philippi.
所以当天晚上呢，他们全家都被受洗，而且这些事情都发生在腓立比。
So we're going to look at what happened next.
所以我们现在要看一下下面发生了什么。
Let's read together Acts 17 verse 10.
让我们大家一块儿读《使徒行传》17章10到12节。
弟兄们随即在夜间打发保罗和希拉往庇利亚去，两人到了就进入犹太人的会堂。这地方的人咸于铁萨罗尼迦的人，甘心领受这道，天天考察圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。所以他们中间多有相信的，又有希利尼尊贵的妇女，男子也不少。 Okay, thank you. Paul and Silas were at Thessalonica before they went to Berea.
保罗和希拉当在去比利亚前呢，是在这个帖撒罗尼迦。
Oh, sorry. Okay, so you can see they were in Berea, but before that they were in Thessalonica. And verse 10 says they went to Berea at night.
第十节呢说他们是在夜里去的这个比利亚。
So for the reason for that is, you know, right now people travel at night, but people in ancient time they don't travel at night, right? Because there's no lights.
过去在古代的时候，大家很少晚上去这个旅行，因为主要是没有光。
So there's a special reason why they travel at night.
所以有一个特殊的原因，他们为什么要当夜就赶到这个比利亚去
？It's because when they were in Thessalonica, some jealous Jews gather up some troublemakers and try to falsely accuse Paul and Silas of defying Caesar's decrees.
这是因为在他们在帖撒罗尼迦的时候呢，有一些嫉妒他们的这个犹太人呢，找了一些这个痞子流氓，让他们去试图去诬告保罗和希拉呢，说他们这个违反凯撒的这个法令。
And they couldn't find Paul and Silas and the rest of the team, so they seized the person who was hosting them.
当时他们找不到保罗和希拉和他的这个跟他们同行的人，然后呢，他们就把这个当时这个招待他们的人抓了起来。
So Jason was his name.
这个人叫 Jason.
That's why the mission team had to leave in a hurry and left as soon as the dusk hit.
这是为什么呢？这个传教的队伍呢，必须马上就走离开这个帖撒罗尼迦，而且是在夜幕降临的时候就要走。
Oh, by the way, in case you didn't know, Jason was eventually released.
最后 Jason 实际上是被释放。
So this is the context. The team went to a place called Berea.
所以这就是背景啊，整个传教的队伍呢，离开帖撒罗尼迦后就到了比利亚这个地方。
But the verse I want to focus on is verse 11.
我要集中讲的是第十一节。
Now the Berean Jews were of more noble character than those in Thessalonica.
这地方的人贤于帖撒罗尼迦的人，甘心领受这道，天天读圣经。要晓得这是道是与不是。
Thank you. So what a special compliment.
所以这是一个多大的赞扬之词。
According to Luke's record, the Berean Jews were of more noble character.
根据这个 Luke 的这个记录呢，在比利亚的这个犹太人呢，是更圣贤一些，有更圣贤的品格。这是因为什么呢？
Because of two things.
因为两点。
Because they received the message with great eagerness.
第一呢，是因为他们以一种很急切的心情接受了这个神的信息。
Secondly, they examine the scriptures every day.
第二点是他们每天都读经。
The Bereans are special.
比利亚人是很特别的。
It's important to examine the scripture because that's how they find out what the truth is.
考察圣经呢是非常重要的一件事情，因为这是他们找到真理的唯一方式。
They received the gospel with great eagerness, but they didn't lose their heads.
他们很急切地去接受了这个福音，但是他们并没有被冲昏头脑。
It's not all about being emotional and being happy.
并不都是这个要做到有很有的这个很有急切的心情，有这个有幸福和积极的感觉。
They needed their rationality.
他们也需要这个理性的思考。
They were some serious seekers.
他们是一个很严肃的寻求真理者。
很认真。The truth has to check out.
真理呢是需要被考验。
If they weren't sure of the truth, then what's the point of believing?
如果他们不是确信这个真理，那相信它有什么用处呢？
So for the Bereans, it was important to examine the scriptures.
所以对这个比利亚人来讲呢，对考察圣经是非常重要的一件事情。
What about us?
对于我们来讲
，Is it important for us to examine the scriptures?
考察圣经对我们来讲是不是也是很重要的？
There are endless treasure in it.
这里面呢有无尽的财富。
Answers to all your questions.
有对你所有的问题的解答。
Encouragement and comfort in times of need.
当你需要的时候，圣经可以给你鼓励和安慰。
And guiding principles in all your relationships and work.
在你处理各种人事关系和工作关系的时候，圣经提供各种各样的引导。
One can read the Bible for 30 to 40 years and they will still learn something new.
一个人可以读圣经30、40年，但是还是可以每天从中学到新的东西。
Because it's the living word of the living God.
因为圣经是永生的神具有生命力的话。
Have you ever come across an old book in the library or in Goodwill?
大家有没有曾经在这个图书馆或者 Goodwill 里面看到一些很旧的书？
You look at the cover and just feel like not reading it.
你一看到封面就不想读。
Because it looks old-fashioned.
因为太过时。
And if the cover is out of fashion, you assume the content is also out of fashion.
如果封面是过时的，你自然而言就会假设内容也是过时。
If it's literature, maybe not so bad, but if it's a book on science and technology, there's no point reading it.
如果是文学的书的话，可能过时还没那么厉害。但如果是科学和技术，那基本上读旧的书是没有什么用处。
It's useless information.
那里的信息是没有用处。
Most books fall out of fashion.
大部分书呢都会过时。
The information they carry eventually become just common knowledge.
他们所传递的信息呢，最终都会变成一个公共信息。
Unless, of course, it's a classic.
当然，除非是一个很经典的东西。
Only classics can stand the test of time.
只有经典的东西才能够经得住时间的考验。
But not all classics are living books.
但并不是所有的经典的东西都是有生命力的书。
Because all the authors of the classics are dead.
因为写这些经典书的作者呢，都死掉了。
There's only one classic book whose author claimed to be living.
只有一本经典的书，它的作者是称自己是永生的。
And that is the Bible.
这就是圣经。
God is living.
神是永生。
And God's word can adapt to every situation you encounter.
神的话呢，可以适用于你处在的各种各样的环境。
It will never fall out of fashion.
从来不会过时。
Or stop being relevant.
从来不会没有用处。
So it really is a pity that so many Christians leave their Bible on the shelves to collect dust.
所以实在是一个很遗憾的事情，很多基督徒呢，把他们的圣经放在书架上，上面布满了尘土。
Today I want to make a case for reading and studying the Bible.
今天呢，我想推出大家呢去学习读圣经的话。
If you don't already have a habit of reading the Bible every day, I want to tell you it's worthwhile to do it.
如果你没有每天读经的习惯的话，我会告诉你，实在是很重要的一件事情。
We are now going to read from Psalms, chapter 1, verse 1 to 3.
现在我们大家一块儿读诗篇第一章一到三节。
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路。不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。 Thank you. So what happens to a person who meditates on the law of the Lord?
所以对于一个经常去思考神的法律的人会发生什么呢？
Verse 1 says he's blessed.
第一节说呢，他是被祝福的。
Second, in verse 3 says, whatever he does prospers.
第二节说呢，他不论他做什么都会顺利。
Who doesn't want that?
有谁不想要这些东西吗？
Isn't that all we want to be blessed and prosper?
这难道不是我们都想要的吗？
This psalm uses this image of a tree to illustrate the fact that when a person is deeply connected to the word of God, it's just like a tree's root being connected to the water source.
诗经这一段话呢，是用一个树的形象呢，来给我们大家解释为什么当一个人如果你的心灵呢是和神的话紧密的连接在一块儿的时候，这就像一棵树的根永远的跟水源结合在一块儿。
Water is the source of life.
水是生命的源泉。
No one can live without water.
没人能够不喝水而存活。
If anyone tries to remove the tree from the water source, then all the tree can hope is that it rains.
如果你把树从水源中移植出来的话，那这些树所能做的事情就是希望能下雨。
But trees are stationary.
但树是静态。
It can only passively stand there and wait for the rain.
它只能被动地站在那里等着下雨。
But people are not like trees.
但人不是树。
We have a choice.
我们可以自己做选择。
We can actively choose to be connected to that source of life.
我们可以自己选择去和那个灵命中的水源结合在一块。
Yes, the source to our spiritual life.We all know that water is the most precious resource on this planet.
我们都知道水是这个星球上最宝贵的资源。
We may be able to live without electricity, but we will not be able to live without water.
我们没有电我们可以生活，但是没有水我们活不过来。
As Christians, we will not be able to live without the water to our spiritual life.
作为基督徒，我们没法生存，如果我们的灵性没有和这个灵性的水源结合在一块。
And that is the word of God.
那灵性的水源是什么呢？就是神的话。
If you wish to be blessed, and I mean like truly blessed, and to prosper, you need to be connected to the source.
如果你想真正被祝福，如果你想行事顺利的话，你真的需要和这个水源灵命的水源结合在一块。
And there are a lot of other good things from studying the word of God.
而且学习神的话呢，还会有很多其他的益处。
So we're now going to read from Psalms 19.
现在我们大家一块儿读诗篇十九章七到十一节。
7 to 11. 耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心；耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧；耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心；耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目；耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远；耶和华的典章真实，全然公义，都比金子可羡慕。且比极多的金金可羡慕，比蜜甘甜，且比蜂房下滴的蜜甘甜。况且你的仆人因此受警戒，守着这些便有大赏。 What does the law of God do? Let's look at this one by one.
这个苏醒人心是指的什么呢？让我们看这些这个经文一节一节的看。
So the first thing, it refreshes the soul.
第七节说它能够苏醒人心。
Some of us are very diligent about getting our exercises.
我们当中有很多人可能对这个经常锻炼非常的用心。
We know it's important to refresh our physical body.
我们知道这个经常锻炼对于我们这个身体的重要性。
We do stretches.We bike, we do Pilates, we hike and climb mountains.
Okay. 我们舒展筋骨，我们去骑自行车，我们去做 Pilates, 我们去爬山。
Because we know that our bodies need exercise.
这都是因为我们知道我们的身体需要锻炼。
When we stop exercising, we feel it.
如果我们不锻炼的话，我们会有感觉的。
We become less energetic.
我们会没精神。
And we got sore and pull our muscles easily.
我们身体会很疼痛，然后可能很容易就会伤到自己的肌肉。
We know that it's important to exercise because the consequence of not doing so is very immediate.
我们知道锻炼的重要性，是因为呢，如果不锻炼的话，这个后果很快就会体现出来。
But the consequence of neglecting our spiritual health is also tremendous, but not as immediate.
但是呢，如果我们忽略自己精神的健康呢，这个后果也是很严重的。只不过这个后果呢，并不是很快能够明显出来。明显出来。
So usually we don't detect it right away.
平常呢，我们一般是不会马上就发现。
One sad thing about human beings is that when we know the result is not immediate, we tend to think the consequence will never come.
一个人类一个很致命的这个或者很 sad thing 就是说呢，如果一个事情的结果不是很快就能显现出来的话，我们往往会觉得这个结果不会永远不会来。
And this tendency can be seen in many areas.
这个想法呢，在很多这个方面都会体现出来。
For example, we may all know that global warming is causing the polar ice to melt.
比方说呢，我们大家可能都知道，这个全球气候转暖呢，会导致这个极地的这个冰会融化。
And causing extreme weather patterns.
会导致很极端的这个天气状况出现。
But it doesn't stop us from continuing to emit carbon dioxide and methane into the atmosphere.
但这并不能够让我们停止这个继续把这个二氧化碳和甲烷排放到空气中去。
We may all know that our diet will cause us all sorts of problems later in life.
我们可能知道呢，我们现在不良的饮食习惯呢，会在将来呢，未来会给我们的生命带来很多健康问题。
But it's hard for anyone to change their diet until we're diagnosed with something serious.
但我们每个人实在是很难改变我们自己的饮食习惯，除非我们被诊断说有了很严重的疾病。
Let's not do the same thing with our spiritual health.
让我们不要做同样的事情，针对我们的这个精神的健康。
If you care about your physical health.Good for you.
如果你在乎你的身体健康的话，这很好。
But the spiritual health is even more important because it has eternal consequences.
但你的精神健康呢更重要，因为呢它具有永久的这个后果。
好，灵命健康。All right, the second point is, it makes reading God's words makes the wise, make wise the simple.
下一个经文就是耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。
Have you ever hoped that you are wiser than you are?
你是不是希望呢？你比现在更聪明一些呢？
I know I wish that all the time.
我是经常这样希望。
People may be born smart, but nobody's born wise.
人们呢，可能你生下来很聪明，但是没有人生下来就有智慧。
There are two kinds of wisdom.
有两种智慧。
There's the wisdom that comes from life experience. That's why people tend to get wiser as they get older.
一种智慧呢，是由于你生命的，是从你生命的经历而来的。这是为什么人们说你人越老越有智慧。
But that's human wisdom.
但这是人类的智慧。
First Corinthians 120, sorry.
哥林多前书一章二十五节。
Says, 因神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。
For the foolish of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength.
God's wisdom is so much higher.And the weakness of God is stronger than human strength.
神的智慧是非常高大的，因为即使神有愚拙的时候，那他最低级的愚拙呢，也比我们人类的智慧要强百倍。
Yeah, even if it's the lowest level of God's foolishness, still wiser than human wisdom. It's still wise. How can we ever expect to be wise without God's words?
没有神的话，我们怎么能够期待自己变得有智慧？
We admire great minds like Einstein or Stephen Hawking or Steve Jobs.
我们每个人都崇拜这个很有智慧的人，像爱因斯坦啊、Stephen Hawking 啊和 Steve Jobs.
But none of these minds compare to even the lowest level of God's foolishness, if there is such a thing.
但这三个人的智慧和神的这个智慧比起来呢，差得太远。
The next point is, let me go back. Gives joy to the heart.
下一个诗歌下一个经文是耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心。
I don't know about you, but if I can only pick one thing out of a refreshed soul, wisdom and joy, I will pick joy.
我不知道你会怎样选择。如果别人让我从这三个事件中选一的话，这三个事情就是苏醒的心、智慧和快乐，我会选择快乐。
Because what's the point if you have all the wisdom in the world but no joy?
因为如果你有全世界拥有全世界的智慧，但是你不感觉到快乐，这有什么关系呢？
I don't want to live like that. It's not a happy life.
我不想过那样的生活，因为它不快乐。
In the Bible, joy is a concept that's different from happiness.
在圣经中呢，心灵快活的这个概念呢，和我们平常想的幸福满足是不一样。
Happiness comes from worldly things.
幸福满足呢，是物质社会的事情。
If you did well on your test, you're happy.
如果你考试考得很好，你会很幸福满足。
If you get promoted, then you're happy.
如果你升职，也会很高兴。
If you have a loving spouse, you're happy.
如果你有一个很可爱的老公、老婆的话，你也会快活。
James 1:2 says this.
James 第一章第二节。
我的弟兄们，你们若在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
What on earth is Paul talking about?
保罗到底在讲什么呢？
Trials bring about pain, not joy.
磨练带来的是痛苦，并不是快乐。
But whenever we have faith in God, whenever we gain comfort from the Word of God, we're able to feel joy inside of us that cannot be taken away.
但只要我们对神有信心，只要我们能从神的话语中得到安慰，我们就会有一种内心的这个快乐，而这个内心的快乐是不会被任何人拿走。
Next, studying God's word gives light to the eyes.
第八节，耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。
What does it mean to have light in the eyes?
这个到底指的是什么呢？
In Matthew 6:22-23, it says this.
Matthew 六章二十二到二十三节是这样说的。
The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身都就光明。你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？
Among the five senses,Our eyes are the most important connection to the rest of the world.
在人的五官中呢，我们的眼睛是联系把我们人联系到这个世界上最重要的一个部分。
They say the sense of vision makes up 70% of a person's capability.
你的视力呢，据说是占了你70%的一个人的能力。
If we lose our vision, we lose 70% of what we're capable of doing in our everyday life.
如果你失明的话，你会失掉70%你能够做的每天能够做的事情。
So many information depends on vision.
很多各种各样的信息都需要依赖你的视力。
This will also mean that whatever we see goes into our mind.
这也包括呢，一切我们看到的东西通过眼睛进入我们的头脑。
That's why the eyes are the lamp of the body.
这是为什么我们的眼睛是我们身体的灯。
What we see, what we read, what we watch, all affect what's inside of us.
我们所看见的，所读到的，所观察到的，都会影响我们内心。
Reading and learning God's words.Give light to our eyes.
读圣经的话呢，会给我们的眼睛光。
Because it's the best, the most useful, the most powerful, the most comforting, and the most wise teaching that we can ever hope to receive.
因为神的话是最好的，是最有用的，最有能力的，最能够安慰人的，也是最有智慧的教导。
No other book. Sorry, go ahead.
也是我们这是我们能够从任何地方得到的最有力的教导。
No other book is as effective as the Bible.
没有其他的书会比圣经更有效果。
Verse 9b from Psalms 19 says that the decree of the Lord are firm and all of them are righteous.
第九节是这样说的：耶和华的典章真实，全然公义。
In college level writing and reading classes, we're taught to have critical reading.
啊，上大学在我们这个读书和写作的课上，我们会被老师教怎样去批判性的思维。
You gotta be able to make your own judgment, have your own opinion, make up your own mind.
你一定要学会做自己的判断，有自己的意见，能够下自己的决心，做自己的决定。
You don't accept everything that you read.
你不是说盲目的，你读到什么就接受什么。
Because not all things are true, not all things are relevant, and not all things are up to date.
因为并不是你所有读到看到的东西都是真实的，都是有关系的，都是这个最最现代。
That's why we need to be able to select and decide what to accept and what not to accept.
这是为什么我们要学会如何做决定，什么去接受，什么去不去接受。
However, the word of God, all of them are righteous.
但是神的话，所有的都是公义的。
There's nothing you need to leave out.
没有任何话你应该去把它放弃掉。
You don't ever have to worry that you learned the wrong thing, the evil thing, or the out of date thing, or ineffective.
你不用去担心神的话中有任何事情是错的，是罪恶的，是过时的，是没有效果的。
Because the decree of the Lord are firm, all of them are righteous.
因为神的命令，所有的都是真实的，都是公义的。
Verse 10, there are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They're sweeter than honey, than honey from the honeycomb.
第十节是这样说的：神的话都比金子更羡慕，都比极多的金晶更羡慕，比蜜更甜，且比蜂房下滴的蜜更甜。
For the longest time, gold represents the most valuable thing on this earth.
很长一段时间，人类历史上都是用黄金来代表最有价值的财富。
Whoever owns a lot of silver or gold or other precious metals, this person is a wealthy man.
那些拥有很多金银的人呢，都是一些很有富有的人。
Today, I actually don't know if gold is still as valuable as they were before.
今天我实际上不知道金子还是不是最有价值的东西。
But if we switch it to our contemporary understanding of value, perhaps we replace gold with real estate or Fortune 500 companies.
如果我们现在用现在的这个价值观念呢，可能会用这个房地产或者是Fortune 500的公司来代替黄金。
If Bill Gates offers you share to his Microsoft company, wouldn't you happily receive it right away?
如果 Bill Gates 给你微软公司的这个股票的话，你是不是会高兴的就接受了？
Because it's valuable.
因为它很有价值。
But the word of God is more precious than all the real estate and Fortune 500 companies combined.
但神的话呢，比所有的房地产和财富500公司加在一块都更有价值。
Because it's not of this world.
因为它不来于现在这个物质世界。
It comes from the creator and the owner of everything in this world.
因为这些话呢是来自整个世界的创造者和维护者。
Because he's the creator and the sustainer of this world, he knows the best way to live in this world and beyond.
因为他是这个世界的创造者和维护者，他知道什么样的生活是最好的生活，他也知道应该如何在下一个世界生活。
Verse 11 says,By them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward.
十一节说，况且你的仆人因此受警戒，守着这些便有大赏。
On top of being blessed, having our souls refreshed, becoming wiser, having joy, having light in our eyes, keeping God's command also gives us great reward.
除了受保护，受神的保护，让我们的心灵苏醒，让我们更有智慧，让我们觉得很快乐以外呢，这个保持遵守神的这个教导，可以让我们有更多的大赏赐。
How can we know what God wants unless we're familiar with His words?
如果我们不熟悉神的话，我们怎么能知道神让我们做什么呢？
We all like rewards.
我们都希望得赏赐。
I'm not sure anybody who would say no to it.
我相信所有人都不会去拒绝赏赐。
But not everyone's willing to invest that effort that'll bring about the reward.
但并不是所有人都愿意下功夫去得到那些赏赐。
Now, I've said so much about reading and studying the Word of God, but I know that for some of you, or some of us, reading is not part of your habit.
我刚才讲了很多要读经学习神的话语，但我知道很多人，对很多人来讲，读书并不是你们的习惯。
I've had lots of people tell me that I just can't concentrate to read.
我听很多人跟我说呢，我就读的时候就不能专心。
As soon as I sit down and open a book, I fall asleep.
我一坐下来打开一本书，我就会打瞌睡。
People are different. Not everyone reads and not everyone sees reading as an effective way of acquiring information.
每个人都是不同的，并不是所有的人呢，是通过读书来作为一种有效的寻求知识的方式。
If reading is not for you, that's okay.
如果读书不是你的方式的话，也没有什么关系。
There are lots of other ways you can learn the Bible.
还有很多其他的办法，你可以学圣经。
You can listen to audio Bibles.
你可以去听这个圣经的录音带。
There are tons of apps that you can download.
你可以在你的 iPhone 上去下载那些很多各种各样的 apps.
You can watch YouTube videos.
你可以去看 YouTube 的录像。
You can participate in our Sunday school or other kinds of lectures.
你可以参加我们的周日查经和其他的这个讲道的经文。
There are tons and tons of learning opportunities.
有很多很多的学习的机会。
If there is a will, there is a way.
如果你想做的话，一定能找到合适的方式。
Don't let anything stop you.
不要让任何理由和借口阻止你。
Have you ever heard of a lottery game called Set for Life?
不知道大家有没有听到一个彩票的这个游戏叫做余生无忧。
Have you? Yeah, heard of it? No? It made an impression on me because the first time I heard it, okay, the first prize, if you win the first prize, okay, they give you $20,000 every week for the next 25 years.
如果你赢了第一个奖的话，一等奖的话，那你会在你未来25年每一周都会得到$20,000的这个奖赏。
So you're set for life.
所以你基本上可以余生无忧了。
Now imagine, okay, because I imagine this often, if your friend gives you a ticket for your birthday, and you play it, and you discover that you have won the first prize of $20,000 every week for the next 25 years.Will you not go claim your prize right away?
想让大家想象一下，我是经常这样想象的。如果你的朋友在你生日的时候给了你这么一个礼物，就是让你玩这个余生无忧的游戏。你玩了这个彩票游戏，结果你中了大奖。那你这意味着你在未来25年内每一周都有$20,000的收入。你会不会马上接受这个奖赏
？Maybe you will do some planning first.
可能你会先做一些这个计划。
Maybe you will.Think about okay, how I will use my money.
设想一下该怎么样去用这一大笔钱。
Or who will I tell about this great news?
或者是第一时间告诉哪些人。
But everyone will go claim this prize.
但所有人都会去这个要这个奖赏。
If anyone doesn't, then this person has a serious problem.
如果有人拒绝接受这个奖赏的话，他一定有病。
But today, so many Christians do the same thing.
但现在呢，实际上很多这个基督徒呢。做同样的事情。
When we believe in Jesus, we are given this treasure.
当我们相信了耶稣基督的时候呢，我们被给予了这些财富。
This book called the Bible.
这个财富就是圣经。
In there, there's endless resource that can help us thrive, help us do good, help us know what's right and what's wrong, give us joy.
在这个圣经里面有很多各种各样的财富，教导我们如何去完善我们的生命，如何去做一个好人，如何去判断是与非，如何去得到快乐。
Why not make use of it?
为什么不去利用它？
Why not tap into this resource?
为什么不去崛起利用这个有效的资源？
Are you afraid that you lose your freedom?
你是不是担心你会失掉自己的这个自由？
Many people tell me that they're hesitant. The reason that they're hesitant to become a Christian is because they're afraid that they'll lose their freedom.
很多人告诉我一个重要的原因，他们不愿意成为基督徒，是因为他们害怕自己会失去人身自由。
Some people may also be afraid that once you know what's in the Bible, then you have no excuse for not knowing.
有些人会担心呢，一旦你知道了圣经的话呢，你就没有理由去做那些不应该做的事儿了。
I want to tell you one thing.
我想告诉你一件事。
You will not lose your freedom.
你不会失掉自己的自由。
You will only gain more freedom.
你相反，你会得到更多的自由。
Psalm 119:45 says this.
诗篇119:45。
I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts.
我要自由而行。因为素来考究你的训词。
When we know exactly what God wants from us, we will have freedom.
当我们知道神要我们做什么事情之后呢，我们会有自由的。
But that's a weird concept.
这好像是一个很奇怪的概念。
How can one explain this paradox?
谁能够解释这个概念呢
？The more we know what to do, the more freedom we'll have. How does this work?
我们越多知道圣经的话，我们会有更多的自由。这怎么才能？工作起来。
I want to use a Confucius saying to illustrate this point.
我想用孔夫子的一句话来解释这个概念。
七十而从心所欲不逾矩。
孔夫子是这样说的 When I was 70 I can do whatever my heart desires and stay within the boundary or propriety
yeah. So under usual circumstances if we just do whatever our heart desires our actions and our words will probably be considered reckless
在正常的情况下在这样如果我们为心所欲的话我们的行动我们的言辞可能会变得很这个不受拘束
We simply cannot let go of control.
我们实际上不能够丢掉这个控制。
Preparation and consideration.
我们不能没有控制，没有准备，没有想到他人。
Because we know that if we say things without thinking, act without consideration, our life will probably be a mess, and we will also make other people's life a mess.
我们知道，如果我们随便说自己想说的话，随便做自己想做的事，不考虑别人的感受的话，我们的生活可能是一个。糟糕，很糟糕的一团，我们也会让别人的生活很糟糕。
So lots of times we tell ourselves that we cannot always do what we want or say what we want to say, but if we allow the Bible to become our guiding principle long enough, eventually those principles become part of who we are.
所以很多情况下我们会告诫自己，我们不能够随便说自己想说的事，随便做自己想做的事情。但实际上呢，如果我们允许圣经作为我们行动的指南的话。那么经过一段时间的话，那圣经的这些指南呢，会变成我们生命的一部分。
So we will no longer want the things that doesn't please God.
那个时候呢，我们就不会想要做任何神不喜悦的事情。
Neither will we want things that bring about harm to ourselves and those around us.
我们也不会做事情呢，去让给我们自己或周围的人带来伤害。
In other words, we will no longer have a desire for sinful pleasure.
也就是说呢，我们不再有那种想要寻求罪恶乐趣的想法。
You will be able to do whatever you want.
你可以做任何你想做的事情。
But it'll only bring about good results.
但呢，这些事情呢，只会带来好的结果。
Nothing harmful.
没有伤人的结果。
That's true freedom.
这是真实的自由。
True freedom is not being able to do whatever you want. It's being able to not only do whatever you want, but because you only want good things.You will never have to deal with unwanted consequence.
真实的自由呢，不是是做为所欲为的事情。真实的自由呢，是你做不论你想做什么，不论你做出的事情都是好的事情，都不会有害人的结果。
True freedom is also being able to not do whatever you don't want to do.
真实的自由呢，实际上也是你能够控制自己不做你不想做的事情。
And the word of God will help us achieve this bit by bit.
神的话呢会帮助你一点点的实现
Lastly, I want to say something very important.
最后呢我想跟大家讲一个很重要的事情
Many people say the Bible is too hard to understand.
很多人说呢圣经实际上是太难懂
They simply cannot comprehend it.
他们就是不能够理解
Yes, it is true that the Bible is hard to understand.
是的有的时候圣经确实是比较难懂
It's like a Pandora's box of mystery.
它就像潘多拉的神秘盒子
You just don't understand what's inside.
你只是不知道，你就是不知道里面是什么东西。
During the Second World War, different countries were using codes to convey their military information.
第二次世界大战的时候，很多国家呢用各种各样的这个密码来这个传递军事信息。
So what
Nicolas Cage 有个电影。
Yes, thank you. So what each country tried to do is to break the codes of the enemy.
所以每个国家都在试图去这个破其他国家的这个密码。
What looks like a simple paragraph that has something to do about, you know, maybe something completely irrelevant, to war could contain secret messages hidden inside.
所以一句很平常的话，你看起来根本和这个战争没有任何关系，但实际上里面却蕴含着很多这个重要的隐藏的信息。
Once that code is broken, everything becomes clear.
如果这个密码被破解了，所有的事情都公之于天下。
The one that's reading it will be able to understand the most important military secrets.
他们能够有能力去理解，一旦你知道了这个密码破译之后呢，就可以理解最重要的、最高级的军事秘密。
And that's the key to their success.
这就是他们成功的秘诀。
When we study the Bible, we also need a key in order to understand.
我们在读圣经的时候，我们也需要一个钥匙，一个秘诀。
The Holy Spirit is that key.
圣灵就是这个秘诀。
To read the Bible without the Holy Spirit is pointless.
在没有圣灵指导下读圣经是没有用处的。
Well, I can't say that it's completely pointless because you still get something out of it, just as you would reading Analects or Aesop's Fable.
当然了，我也不能说完全没有作用，因为你还是可以从圣经中学到一些东西的，就像你去读分析和伊索寓言的故事的经历是一样的。
But the Word of God has far greater impacts than all other human classics if you read it with the Holy Spirit.
但是神的话呢，有很大的这个作用，尤其是你在读的时候，又在圣灵的引导下来读这些话。
How can you have the Holy Spirit in your life?
你怎样心里能有被圣灵充满呢？
By accepting Jesus as your Savior.
通过接受耶稣基督作为你的救主。
Ephesians 1:13 says this.
以弗所书第一章第十三节。
And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
The Holy Spirit is a seal, a mark, proving that we have Jesus in our hearts.
圣灵是一个印章，是一个记号，证明你在心中有耶稣基督。
And the Holy Spirit also teaches us, to understand the will of God in our life.
圣灵呢，也教导我们如何去理解神的意图，我对我们生命的意图。
If we try to follow the teaching of the Bible without the Holy Spirit, we will become legalistic.
如果你试图去遵循圣灵，而没有遵循圣经，但是没有圣灵充满的话，那你会变得墨守成规。
It is only when we allow the Holy Spirit in our hearts to reveal to us the Word of God can we truly comprehend the true essence of the Word of God.
只有我们真正的接受让圣灵充满我们的心，这样呢，我们才能真正的让神的话在我们的心中教导我们。
So there is something simple you can do today.
所以今天呢，实际上一个很简单的事情你就可以做。
You can get this app.
你可以下载这个 app.
There are tons of other apps. This is just one thing that I use.
这只是网上成千上万app 中的一个。
So it's called the Holy Bible app, and it looks like this.
叫做 Holy Bible app.
And there are tons of reading plans that you can choose from.
这里面有很多这个
读
经的
计划。
计划
And there are many Bible translations, including Chinese.
而且有很多对圣经的这个翻译，包括中文的。
Let me end with a verse from Hebrews 4:12.
让我们我今天会结束通过读一下 Hebrews 四章第十二节。
Sorry, I forgot to include Chinese. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to divide soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
Let's have Timothy come up and lead us to sing the response hymn.
现在 Timothy。